If you're trying to start a business or you have a business already, you are building your personal brand, you are posting on social media, you are creating content, you need videos now, right? I mean, it's kind of unavoidable. You want to be able to post stuff on social media. You want to be able to draw people in to the thing that it is that you provide, whether it's a product or a service, or maybe you're just an influencer. I shouldn't say just, you know, influencing is still a job. But all of this requires that you create videos a lot of the time. And that is something that we do here at Bambi Media. We create video snippets for our clients to go with the podcast episode. So it's like a full-on repurposing package for a lot of clients where they record the audio and the video, and then we spurt out just a bunch of things for them. Finding good music for those videos can be a real pain in the ass. It can be really hard to find music that isn't lame, that other people aren't using all over the place, that isn't trending audio. I mean, I know everyone goes on about how good it is to use trending audio because then your video is featured because it's trending and then everyone else is using it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I get that if you're trying to create viral content, you're trying to get known quickly, but that's not really the game plan for myself here at Bambi Media, for our business, or for most of the clients that we have either. We're not looking to try and create viral content for them. What we're trying to do is create content that has longevity, that is evergreen, that will last the distance, that is interesting to people. So having that sort of trending audio isn't really part of the strategy. What is part of the strategy is to find audio music that makes sense for the thing that you're creating. So whether that's a full length video, whether that's a 10 minute video, whether that's, you know, for a documentary, whether it's for just a social media snippet, like a 30 second grab or a 90 second grab. Finding music can be annoying. And one of the things that makes it annoying is the fact that there is proper licensing that you need in order to make sure that you can actually use this properly, that you're not going to run into copyright issues, that the musician has been paid fairly for the music that they've provided, and that you're doing all the right things. It used to be much harder to achieve these things. You'd have to go to the publishers directly and be like, hey, can I please use this music on my YouTube video, and like get a proper kind of thing going. But those days are really gone, mostly, depending on, you know, if you're wanting to work with like a huge artist, then obviously you still need to go directly to like the publisher of that artist. I'm digressing. What I want to say is that there are music libraries that you can use now, and you've probably heard of a couple, and I know that they come up in YouTube, especially in my YouTube ads all the time. Basically, what it does is there are musicians that are signed up with music library services. So they are like the musicians for those services. And then the service, the library, then puts that music on their website, on their platform, so that people like you and me can come to that library and be like, ooh, I love that song. I want to use that song on my podcast, on my YouTube video, on my social media snippet, etc. And it's already cleared properly. So you won't come into problems with any copyright infringement. The license is already there. It's all sorted for you. In exchange for that, obviously, you have to pay the music library. So whether that's a one-off fee just for that one track, or whether it's an ongoing subscription so that you can continue to have that music featured, you can continue to use other music, etc. So over the years, I've found quite a few different libraries to use, and most of them have been really good. And the one I want to talk to you today about, or at least let you know about, is one called AudioSocket. So the team there at AudioSocket reached out to me a couple of months ago now and asked me to take a look at their library because I hadn't used it before. I've been previously using artlist.io to source a lot of the music. I've also used MusicBed and Soundstripe and Audio Jungle actually for little one-off pieces that we might have needed. But AudioSocket was one I hadn't used. And in fact, they have the largest music library of all of them. They have like something like 88,000 songs, which is an insane amount of songs. And so I decided to give them a bit of a go. So they gave me free access to this platform so that I could review it. I could look at it. I could try it. I could use it. And then based on what I found, I would decide whether it was something that I think I wanted to tell you guys about. So they're not paying me to say anything. They have not given me, you know, obviously other than just the ability to actually go in, log into the platform and use it myself on my own projects only. So nothing for clients. It's just a license for personal projects only and for like my own podcast, etc. They gave me that and I said to them, look, that's great. I may do a video on it. I may do a podcast episode on it. I may not. And that will be completely up to me. All opinions are going to be my own. And they were cool with that, which was really good. And I also said to them as well, like, if you're not happy for me to, you know, A, I have to take my time in actually doing a review of this thing, and B, be honest, then this, I am not the person to work with because, you know, I'm a straight shooter as far as that goes. And again, they were really happy to get any feedback from me and my team about their service and what to improve and the software and how it all works and everything. So this to me is a brand worth investigating. This is to me a brand worth following and a brand worth working with. So I thought this was a cool thing to do. So I used it, I have been using it, and my team has been using it for personal projects here at Bambi Media for the last couple of months. And I have to say, the service is really good. Okay. There is a heap, an absolute heap of really good songs on there. And that's the first thing that you have to be like looking for is the music that's on there good? All of the music libraries that I've worked with have pretty good music on them. But the problem that I found and that our team have run into problems with is the fact that we run out of good music to use, you know, fairly quickly. Because we use a lot of music here at Bambi Media, we have a lot of clients and we use music in pretty much every single video that we provide. You know, there's always new stuff. So we use a lot of music and it means that we need a really big library to work with. So if you are a person that creates lots of social media snippets, that creates a lot of content, that wants to create more videos, that wants to do more things in the video and audio world, I really think that AudioSocket is one that you should have a look at and try because they have such a giant library. It really makes it easy to find something that's really good. You can also search too, like you can create different search parameters. You can search based on genre and mood, and duration is a good one too. Like if you've got a snippet that's 90 seconds long, for example, you don't want a track that's like 3 minutes long because then you've got to try and cut that track to the like amount of time that you actually need it for. Or you don't want a track that's way too short because then you're trying to like loop the track and that's a pain in the ass too. So it's good being able to do a search for duration, for themes, for music, for like instrumentation you might want to use, if you want voices in there or not. It's really good. I mean, every library does this sort of thing. They have the same sort of search functions. But I think the thing that sets AudioSocket apart at this point is the fact that their library is so much bigger, that there is so much more music in there to choose from. I did give them, and our team gave them some feedback on things that we wanted to see improved, like the fact that the actual platform itself is in a white background. And for video editors, having dark mode is way better. Otherwise, your eyes are just like your retinas are just burning when you go from black to white really quickly. So that was some feedback. We had some other feedback for them as well, like with file naming and just some other stuff that we thought really needed to be updated. And they have absolutely like really graciously taken on that feedback. And I would hope that they're making those improvements or at least taking steps towards making those improvements. I just felt like this was a good one to tell you guys about because it has a lot of functionality for people who create a lot of content. And you can just use the music that is cleared. Like if you're creating an Instagram reel and then you put it up on Instagram and then you can like search and put music behind it there and then. But the problem with that is again, everyone's using all that stuff. And there's not that many tracks that are good there. Like, I've certainly hit a wall many, many times using just the features of like Instagram or CapCut or TikTok or whatever. I don't know. A lot of it feels really lame to me. And AudioSocket is providing stuff that is way better. So if you're looking to kind of up level in that area and make your content stand out a little bit more, music is one of the quickest and easiest ways to actually achieve that. It will set you apart from people so quickly. And I don't really have any bad things to say about a service that does that. I like that they have musicians on board, that it's not just a bunch of AI music, because that's certainly something that's starting to happen as well. And that's a whole other flippant conversation. Being a musician myself, I struggle with that concept of, you know, then now just typing, like you can just type in something onto some platforms and give me music that sounds like this. And then AI creates it. Like, ugh, that's hard for musicians. That's really hard. And I know Billie Eilish and some really big name artists were getting really angry at that concept as well, because it just takes the whole, it's like, what the hell are musicians, how are they going to live? How are they going to survive? There's still the personal touch and all that, you know, like, I know it's not going to take over completely. And I know this is kind of a broader issue, but the fact that these are real musicians, these are real songs that are being created by real people through AudioSocket, and then those musicians are being paid for their songs being featured on AudioSocket and then being used, and the proper licensing is in place, legalities are all sorted. This stuff is really important to me as a musician, as well as a business owner, as well as a content creator, making sure that any art is paid for properly. So today I just wanted to run you through AudioSocket. I have a discount code for you. They were lovely enough to provide one, which was really good. So it's a 10% off code. You can get that in the description. And if you want to see how the platform works a little bit, you can go to my YouTube channel, which I'll put in a link in as well. And I've got like a full review of it there, so you can see how the kind of back end works and everything like that. So hopefully that has been really helpful to you. Let me know if you have any questions about any of this. Just make sure as well that you get the right license. So there are a couple of different plan options. You want to make sure that based on the kind of content you are going to be creating, that the license that you have actually clears you for that use, because you can't just get the smallest license and then put it everywhere and use it on all your clients and everything. Just be sure of what you're going to be using it for and reach out to that team if you don't understand whether the plan that you're going to be subscribing to covers you properly. Definitely just do that first so that you don't run into trouble later on down the track. Okay, so that's it for me today, and I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.